This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A Colorado heat wave this weekend with temperatures in the 90s and close to 100. Denverite's Paolo Jansita.
I'm here at the Rood Rec Center in Denver, Colorado. It's one of dozens of libraries and recreation centers that the city has opened up as cooling centers for Friday and Saturday, when temperatures are expected to exceed 100 degrees. Nobody's taking any advantage of it quite yet, but the city is doing this because there's a huge lack of air conditioning in Denver homes. About one in three homes in Denver lack air conditioning. I'm Paolo Jansita, Denverite.
Safeway workers in Colorado are striking for a second weekend. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
Contract negotiations are ongoing, and the strike is expanding slowly across Colorado. The union isn't saying which stores are striking ahead of time, but on Friday, employees in Boulder went on strike, joining grocery workers in Grand Junction, Pueblo, Estes Park, Castle Rock, Lone Tree, Brighton, Littleton, and Fountain on the picket line. Meanwhile, employees at a distribution center in Denver are also striking. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Barry Morphew has been indicted for murder in the 2020 death of his wife, Suzanne. A grand jury indicted Morphew Wednesday, charging him with first-degree murder. The indictment was unsealed Friday when he was taken into custody in Arizona. This is the second time that Morphew has been charged in the case. Charges were dropped in 2022, but the case was revived when Suzanne's body was found in 2023. Denver and Colorado Springs in the upper 90s this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.